sunny skies today for eastern Kansas. We'll have a high of 84 degrees. Late tonight, a chance of rain. Tomorrow, a better chance, about a 30% chance of showers and storms on Saturday, and a 50% chance Saturday night. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. The Republic...
Our news, Moscow.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Kansas lawmakers are hoping to tap into federal money to help fund several local infrastructure projects around the state. KPR's Daniel Caudill reports.
The program uses state and federal dollars to pay for projects like railway improvements, new storm sirens and shelters, and efforts to make cities more walkable. Local governments apply for funding through the state. Then Kansas lawmakers determine whether to okay the application and send it to the feds for final approval. Matthew Voltz with the Kansas Infrastructure Hub says the federal grant program often has more applicants than it can provide for.
It's like a batting average, really. I mean, if you're batting 300 to 400, that's really good in this field of grant writing.
At their most recent meeting, lawmakers who oversee the program advanced several applications that amount to tens of millions of dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Bird flu is back in the news as more cases are confirmed in states across the country, including the neighboring state of Colorado. The everyday consumer and the broader dairy industry have not been hurt so far by the bird flu outbreak in milk cows. According to academics who study dairy markets and industry groups, the supply and demand for milk has not changed in the 4 months since cows first tested positive for the virus. Alan Birga is with the National Milk Producers Federation and says avian influenza is still on the mind of dairy producers.
And it's something that we have to watch because of the public health issues, you know, both for animals and for farm workers as well. But it's not been something that has been affecting the consumer marketplace.
Bird flu has been reported in just 13 states so far at a small fraction of the country's dairy farms. And federal agencies say pasteurization makes milk safe to drink. A new report by the Commonwealth Fund shows that it's harder for women to access health care in Kansas than in most other states. As Rose Conlon reports, researchers link it to the state's failure to expand Medicaid.
In the report, Kansas ranks 32nd, below average, on overall women's health metrics, but it scores particularly poorly on issues of affordability and access. Kansas women of reproductive age are less likely to be insured than the same group nationwide and are nearly twice as likely to self-pay for hospital births. Lead author Sarah Collins says the state's failure to expand Medicaid means more Kansas women are uninsured before pregnancy.
It means that women enter their pregnancy having had less access to health care, particularly if they're poor or low income.
She says that can contribute to adverse maternal and infant health outcomes, even if women obtain Medicaid coverage during pregnancy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The Amelia Earhart Festival is underway in the famous pilot's hometown of Atchison. Earlier this year, deep sea explorers announced they believe they've located Earhart's lost plane deep beneath the Pacific Ocean. More information about the Amelia Earhart Festival can be found at visitatchison.com.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amar.
To the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
You're in tune with Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas since 1952. This morning we'll be remembering comedian Bob Newhart, the comic actor best known for an everyman persona that powered two classic TV sitcoms, has died at the age of 94. In 10 minutes we'll have a look at national, international, and Kansas news headlines. But first let's look at the weather. It's going to be sunny and pleasant today, high of 84 degrees. Late tonight, a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance. It'll be mostly cloudy on Saturday, a high of 81. Tomorrow night brings a 50% chance of showers and storms, and on Sunday, a 40% chance. Here at the University of Kansas, 58 degrees.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Did you know that Kansas Public Radio, the actual building I am in this morning, was paid for by private money? That's right. Funds were raised to build this new radio station building. And it includes a live performance studio. Very few stations have a performance studio like we do. And we'll be using it this morning. It'll be a saxophone, violin, piano party from our live studio after the 11 a.m. news today on KPR1. Latitude 39 is bringing us a show called East Meets West. Cordelia Brown has the music, including live music this morning from our live performance studio, made possible by KPR listener members. You can become a listener member yourself. Just make a contribution on our website at kansaspublicradio.org and then sit back and enjoy the music.
Morning edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez. A beloved TV show is getting a new chapter. The U.S. version was called Ugly Betty, and in it, America Ferrera played an eager young woman.
And your local movie theater. But all things considered, from NPR News.
You'll hear that report and a whole lot more when you join us for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock today on KPR. Laura Lorson will be here, keeping an eye on the weather and bringing you regional news headlines. That's All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies expected, a high of 84. Late tonight, a slight chance for rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance. And tomorrow night, a 50-50 shot at showers and storms. It's sunny and 59 at KPR.
Live from NPR News and NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. The pocketbooks of the dairy industry and everyday consumers have not felt the impact of bird flu on their milk, at least not yet. Harvest Public Media contributor Will Bauer reports that so far the outbreak in dairy cattle has been fairly contained.
13 states in the U.S. have reported avian influenza in dairy cows. Cattle on about 160 dairy farms have tested positive so far. But that's just a drop in the bucket of total dairies in the country, which tallies about 25,000. While individual farmers have taken cows out of their rotation, the impact on the dairy industry has been minimal, says University of Wisconsin ag economics professor Chuck Nicholson.
With any kind of epidemiological situation that we have going on, the future can be quite uncertain. So it's something that we need to keep a close eye on, but for the moment, we don't see any major shifts.
Nicholson says that could change, but the bird flu outbreak would have to get much worse. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Will Bauer.
The Kansas population is aging quickly. The Kansas Health Institute says it wants to better serve the needs of that age group. As Dylan Lyson tells us, the organization is now working on an action plan to prioritize the well-being of older Kansans.
The Kansas Health Institute says it will work with state agencies to craft a plan that aims to improve health and quality of life for older residents. That could include improving healthcare systems and helping connect older residents to their communities. David Anderson of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says older Kansans often suffer from loneliness.
That has some real negative impacts on their mental health, and I think substance abuse as well.
Wichita State University research shows people 65 and older make up the fastest growing age group in the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas News Service receives funding from the Kansas Health Foundation, which also funds the Kansas Health Institute in Topeka. KPR, of course, reports on both, just like it reports on everything else. Not everything enjoyable costs money. In fact, KSNT reports on a roster of completely free things to do in Kansas this summer. Using data compiled from TripAdvisor, the website Stacker Media has compiled a list of the highest-rated free things to do in the Sunflower State. That list includes touring the Kansas State House, touring the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve in Strong City, the Great Plains Nature Center and the Keeper of the Plains in Wichita, the Booth Family Hall of Athletics and the Original Rules of Basketball here in Lawrence, and, of course, the world's largest ball of twine in Cocker City, Kansas.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.org.
Some low-income families are keeping their homes dangerously hot in an effort to save money on their electricity bills as summer temperatures heat up. We'll take a look at power bills coming up on Morning Edition. The forecast for today, not too shabby. In fact, we'll have sunshine, but high temps only around 84 degrees. Late tonight, a 20% chance of rain. That's around 4 o'clock in the morning. We could say early tomorrow morning. And then for the rest of the day, tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms. Should be mostly cloudy on Saturday, a high of 81 degrees. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance for showers and storms. Sunday, a 40% chance. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have a sunny sky, 59 degrees. Topeka, 60. Manhattan, 62. Chanute, 59. And in Emporia this morning, it's sunny and 60 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR.
Next time,
news.
The place to find NPR News is right here, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, a rather disturbing story. 250 workers have died in trench collapses in the past decade. In just a moment, we'll hear about a joint investigation by NPR and Texas Public Radio into the deaths of workers in trenches across the country. Experts say these trench collapse deaths are preventable.
I'm looking down, and the guys are down there working, and next thing you know, I seen part of the trench engulf them from the waist down.
That story's straight ahead here on Morning Edition. And in less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Few radio stations in this country have a live performance studio, but we do, which was financed by private money, by the way. Listener members. In any event, we'll be using the live performance studio this morning. It'll be a saxophone, violin, piano party from our live performance studio right after the 11 o'clock news. Latitude 39 is bringing us a show called East Meets West. Cordelia Brown has the classics, including live music this morning. That's between 9 and noon today on KPR 1. On KPR2, it's just more news.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle
Martin. NPR in Atchison and K25-8BT in Manhattan. Check us out online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, a high of 84, and it could be a rainy weekend. Details coming up.
Good morning. Former President Donald Trump recalled...
On Wall Street, Dow futures are lower at this hour. NASDAQ futures are higher. This is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. State lawmakers are hoping to tap into some federal money to help fund several local infrastructure projects around the state. KPR's Daniel Caudill reports.
The program uses state and federal dollars to pay for projects like railway improvements, new storm sirens and shelters, and efforts to make cities more walkable. Local governments apply for funding through the state, then Kansas lawmakers determine whether to okay the application and send it to the feds for final approval. Matthew Voltz with the Kansas Infrastructure Hub says the federal grant program often has more applicants than it can provide for.
It's like a batting average, really. I mean, if you're batting 300 to 400, that's really good in this field of grant writing.
At their most recent meeting, lawmakers who oversee the program advanced several applications that amount to tens of millions of dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle at the State House.
Bird flu is back in the news as more cases have been confirmed in more than a dozen states across the country, including in our neighboring state of Colorado. The everyday consumer and the broader dairy industry have not been hurt so far by the bird flu outbreak in milk cows. According to academics who study dairy markets and industry groups, the supply and demand for milk has not changed in the 4 months since cows first tested positive for the virus. Alan Bierga is with the National Milk Producers Federation. He says avian influenza is still on the minds of dairy producers.
And it's something that we have to watch because of the public health issues, you know, both for animals and for farm workers as well. But it's not been something that has been affecting the consumer marketplace.
Bird flu's been detected in 13 states and only at a small fraction of the country's dairy farms. Federal agencies say pasteurization makes milk safe to drink. A new report by the Commonwealth Fund says it's harder for women to access health care in Kansas than in most other states. As Rose Conlon reports, researchers think this is linked to the state's failure to expand Medicaid.
In the report, Kansas ranks 32nd, below average, on overall women's health metrics, but it scores particularly poorly on issues of affordability and access. Kansas women of reproductive age are less likely to be insured than the same group nationwide, and are nearly twice as likely to self-pay for hospital births. Lead author Sarah Collins says the state's failure to expand Medicaid means more Kansas women are uninsured before pregnancy.
It means that women enter the pregnancy having had less access to health care, particularly if they're poor or low income.
She says that can contribute to adverse maternal and infant health outcomes, even if women obtain Medicaid coverage during pregnancy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. Sunny skies today, a high of 84. Late tonight, a chance for rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 81. And then tomorrow night, a 50% chance of showers. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
Hello, public radio fans, by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 7:19 on this Friday morning, the 19th day of July. Sunny skies and 61 degrees here in Lawrence. We'll have a high of 84. Late tonight, a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance. It'll be mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 81. And then tomorrow night, a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Later this morning on KPR One, we will have musicians in our live performance studio. It'll be a saxophone, violin, piano party from the live performance space here at KPR. That's right after the 11 o'clock news this morning. Latitude 39 will be bringing us a show called East Meets West. Cordelia Brown will have the live performance music as well as classical music from 9 to noon this morning on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m. Listening to Kansas Public Radio is easy. You're doing it right now. The next step is supporting our efforts to bring you news, music, information, and entertainment. Make a pledge today on the KPR website. Thanks.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today. I hope you'll join us. Laura Lorson will be your host. It's almost 7:30. News headlines are up next.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Live from NPR News, appears to have been triggered by a software update issued by the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The pocketbooks of the dairy industry and everyday consumers have not felt the impact of bird flu on their milk, at least not yet. Harvest Public Media contributor Will Bauer reports that so far the outbreak in dairy cattle has been fairly contained.
13 states in the U.S. have reported avian influenza in dairy cows. Cattle on about 160 dairy farms have tested positive so far. But that's just a drop in the bucket of total dairies in the country, which tallies about 25,000. While individual farmers have taken cows out of their rotation, the impact on the dairy industry has been minimal, says University of Wisconsin ag economics professor Chuck Nicholson.
With any kind of epidemiological situation that we have going on, the future can be quite uncertain. So it's something that we need to keep a close eye on, but for the moment, we don't see any major shifts.
Nicholson says that could change, but the bird flu outbreak would have to get much worse. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Will Bauer.
The Kansas population is aging quickly. The Kansas Health Institute says it wants to better serve the needs of that age group. As Dylan Lyson reports, the organization is now working on an action plan to prioritize the well-being of older Kansans.
The Kansas Health Institute says it will work with state agencies to craft a plan that aims to improve health and quality of life for older residents. That could include improving healthcare systems and helping connect older residents to their communities. David Anderson of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says older Kansans often suffer from loneliness.
That has some real negative impacts on their mental health, and I think substance abuse as well.
Wichita State University research shows people 65 and older make up the fastest growing age group in the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas News Service receives funding from the Kansas Health Foundation in Wichita, which also funds the Kansas Health Institute in Topeka. KPR, of course, reports on both, just like it reports on everything else. The Amelia Earhart Festival is underway in the famous pilot's hometown of Atchison. Earlier this year, deep sea explorers announced that they believe they had located Earhart's lost plane deep beneath the Pacific Ocean. More information about the Amelia Earhart Festival can be found online at visitatchison.com. That's visitatchison.com. Sunny skies in the forecast today. We'll have a high of 84. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain, a high of 81. And tomorrow night, a 50% chance for showers and storms. It's sunny and 61 degrees at Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez. This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Have you heard about KPR's Community Spotlight? Every month, KPR selects a different nonprofit agency to highlight. A lot of these outfits don't have budgets to buy underwriting. So we give it to them for free because we want you to know about people and organizations in our area serving our community. Who's in the spotlight this month, you may be asking yourself.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
You can read more about this month's contestant in the KPR Community Spotlight on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's sunny and 62 here at KU. It's going to warm up to around 84 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, a low of 64, and tomorrow a 30% chance for showers and storms. Should be mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 81. And then tomorrow night, a 50% chance of rain. Sunday brings a 40% chance. It's 7:44.
On this week's Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear Les Baxter's Jungle Jazz album, plus the new exotic sounds of Ixtahuela, plus Mr. Bongo has a fever. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio on this Friday morning. It's sunny and 63 degrees here in Lawrence. Have you seen the front page of today's Lawrence Journal World? City of Lawrence has signed a sister city agreement with a Chilean city. Which is good news, of course. The agreement is between Lawrence and Tocopilla, a city of about 25,000, along the coast of northern Chile. Read about it in today's Lawrence Journal World. Speaking of the news, we'll have a summary of news headlines for you coming up in about 10 minutes here on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's digital news source covering local and regional stories from history to culture to civic affairs. New coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org.
Your classical friend Cordelia Brown will be on the air from 9 to noon this morning, bringing us the classics, including some music from our live performance studio. Shortly after the 11 o'clock news this morning, it's Latitude 39, a saxophone, violin, piano outfit. They'll be bringing us a show called East Meets West. Again, that's in the 11 o'clock hour. Before then, we'll listen to all kinds of classical music, including something called Magic Fire Music by Wagner and Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony. Those selections and others from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m. A sunny sky today and a high of 84 degrees.
FactCheckingEco.org.
Sunny skies and 63 degrees here at the University of Kansas. We'll warm up to around 84 today. Tomorrow brings a 30% chance of showers and storms, a high near 81. And tomorrow night, a 50% chance of rain. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. It was 43 years ago this week that disaster struck in downtown Kansas City. The skywalk collapse forever changed the way we construct buildings and the way Kansas City responds to construction disasters. On July 17, 1981, two overhead walkways at the former Hyatt Regency Hotel in Crown Center came crashing down during a dance, killing 114 people and wounding 200 others. KCTV reports that the base of the skywalk structure upholding two overhead walkways couldn't support the weight of partygoers. Experts say a small design flaw in the construction and one 8-inch piece of construction material led to that catastrophe. State lawmakers in Kansas are hoping to tap into a federal program to help fund several infrastructure projects around the state. We get more from KPR's Daniel Caudill.
The program uses state and federal dollars to pay for projects like railway improvements, new storm sirens and shelters, and efforts to make cities more walkable. Local governments apply for funding through the state. Then Kansas lawmakers determine whether to okay the application and send it to the feds for final approval. Matthew Voltz with the Kansas Infrastructure Hub says the federal grant program often has more applicants than it can provide for.
It's like a batting average, really. I mean, if you're batting 300 to 400, that's really good in this field of grant writing.
At their most recent meeting, lawmakers who oversee the program advanced several applications that amount to tens of millions of dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The state of Kansas underperforms other states on key women's health metrics. That's according to a new report by the Commonwealth Fund. Kansas ranks poorly on health care access and affordability issues. Kansas has among the lowest per capita rates of maternity care providers, and Kansas women are less likely to have health insurance before pregnancy. Sarah Collins is the lead author of the report.
It's pretty clear that having health insurance that's adequate, that covers your costs, is really necessary to access the healthcare system. And states like Kansas could make a big difference in their rankings were they to expand Medicaid.
The state did perform better than average on some metrics, including early prenatal care and some preventative care like flu shots. The Kansas Health Institute wants to prioritize the health of seniors as the state's population continues to grow older. The organization says it'll work with state agencies to craft a new plan that aims to improve the health and quality of life for older residents. That could include improving health care systems and helping connect older residents to their communities. Megan Wolf with the organization Trust for America's Health is working to launch the initiative here in Kansas. She says older people are more likely to suffer from chronic health problems, and loneliness can lead to even worse outcomes. The forecast for the KPR listening area today: sunny skies, a high of 84. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez. And
this is NPR News.
Serving you since 1952. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Here's a reminder about tonight's Cinema A Go-Go. If you're looking for a couple of great B flicks, you'll want to be at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence tonight at 7 o'clock. That's when the first show of this double feature will begin. What kind of shows? Well, we're talking about giant crustaceans taking over a remote island. It's a Roger Corman double feature. First flick is Attack of the Crab Monsters. The second movie is Swamp Women. Again, the show starts at 7. You can get tickets at the door. And this version of Cinema A Go-Go in Lawrence is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. It's going to be sunny today across our neck of the woods, a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at a 20% chance of rain, probably pretty late tonight into tomorrow morning, overnight low of 64. And for tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms during the day, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. The high on Saturday, around 81 degrees. Here in Lawrence, it's sunny and 66. Topeka, 67, and in Manhattan, sunny and 68 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon for All Things Considered here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
Sunny skies today, a high of 84. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, it's sunny and 66 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave.
They mentioned Biden's name, Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Milwaukee.
This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. A new report by the Commonwealth Fund finds Kansas underperforms other states on key women's health metrics. Kansas ranks poorly on health care access and affordability issues. The state has among the lowest per capita rates of maternity care providers, and Kansas women are less likely to have health insurance before pregnancy. Sarah Collins is the lead author of the new report.
It's pretty clear that having health insurance that's adequate, that covers your costs, is really necessary to access the healthcare system. And states like Kansas could make a big difference in their rankings were they to expand Medicaid.
Kansas did perform better than average on some metrics, including early prenatal care and some preventive care, like flu shots. The Kansas population is aging quickly. The Kansas Health Institute says it wants to better serve the needs of that age group. As Dylan Lyson reports, the organization is now working on an action plan to prioritize the well-being of older Kansans.
The Kansas Health Institute says it will work with state agencies to craft a plan that aims to improve health and quality of life for older residents. That could include improving healthcare systems and helping connect older residents to their communities. David Anderson of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says older Kansans often suffer from loneliness.
That has some real negative impacts on their mental health, and I think substance abuse as well.
Wichita State University research shows people 65 and older make up the fastest growing age group in the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas News Service receives funding from the Kansas Health Foundation in Wichita, which funds the Kansas Health Institute in Topeka. KPR and the Kansas News Service report on both, just like we report on everything else. It was 43 years ago this week that disaster struck in downtown Kansas City. KCTV reports that the Skywalk collapse forever changed the way we construct buildings. On July 17, 1981, two overhead walkways at the former Hyatt Regency Hotel came crashing down during a dance, killing 114 people and injuring 200 others. Experts say it was a small design flaw that led to the catastrophic collapse. And the city of Lawrence has a new sister city. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that Mayor Bart Littlejohn signed a proclamation yesterday formally establishing Tocopilla, Chile, and Lawrence as sister cities. Tocopilla is a city of 25,000 people along the coast of northern Chile. Lawrence now has four sister city relationships. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from
NPR.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We're happy to bring you this news program every day, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. But if 4 hours of news in the morning just isn't enough for you, don't forget about All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today. And every weekday on KPR. And in order to pay for Morning Edition and All Things Considered, we need support from listeners like you, sustaining members who automatically make a monthly contribution. Or you could just give us your car.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit KansasPublicRadio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
Or you could put us in your will. There are lots of ways to support this radio station. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our efforts. Sunny skies today, a high of 84. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain during the day, a 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, and on Sunday, a 40% chance. It's 68 degrees at KU.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we asked Vibe Check host Sam Mick gold medalist sprinter Allison Felix on this week's news quiz from NPR.
You'll catch Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio.
Funded nonprofit helped her install central air conditioning this year at her home in Macon, Mississippi. It's a big improvement from her old window unit, but running the AC costs McCoy, who's on disability, about $200 a month.
the next few days is going to be hot.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for tuning in. Sunny and 68 degrees here in Lawrence. We'll warm up to around 84 degrees today. Very late tonight, around 4 a.m. tonight, which I guess would be technically tomorrow morning, we have a 20% chance of rain. And then during the day tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms. Should be mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 81. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance of rain. Then Sunday and Sunday night, about a 30 to 40% chance of showers. We shall see. Once again, it's sunny at KU, 68 degrees.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Have you heard us talk about tonight at Liberty Hall, the next Cinema A-Go-Go? We've got two Roger Corman specials, Attack of the Crab Monsters, in which monster crabs chow down on slow-moving humans. It's like a night at Red Lobster that's gone horribly wrong. The other flick tonight, Swamp Women, which is pretty much just what the title says. You can join us for Cinema A-Go-Go at 7 o'clock tonight. Tickets available at the door. Get more information on Cinema A-Go-Go and tonight's double feature at Liberty Hall by logging on to kansaspublicradio.org.
Praise is a big part of American life, but is it overdone? Our friends at NPR's Weekend Edition tell us how praise is doled out differently in the UK. You can listen tomorrow morning by asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name.
We praise you for listening to Kansas Public Radio this morning. We don't have any participation ribbons or anything like that, but we do thank you for listening, and we thank you for supporting our efforts. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's a minute before 9 o'clock. The news is next, and then Cordelia Brown, our classical friend, will be in. She's got a lot on her musical menu, including Magic Fire Music by Wagner, Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony. But in the classical spotlight this morning, it'll be a saxophone, violin, piano party from our live performance studio. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news this morning, join us for Latitude 39, which is bringing us a show called East Meets West. Cordelia and the Classics, that's just ahead here on KPR. Sunshine today, high of 84. Tomorrow, a 30% chance for showers and storms. Should be mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 81. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance of rain. Sunday, 40% chance of showers and storms. Here in Lawrence, it's sunny and 69. In Topeka and in Manhattan and in Kansas City, 70 degrees. And in Emporia, sunny and 70 degrees.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Serving you since 1952, it's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KANU. And KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Have a happy Friday. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A Russian court has sentenced